Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Wednesday, January 6th, 2021. Today he is talking about releasing our emotional stuff. You live inseparably in the presence of the One, loved and cherished beyond your ability to fully understand. Emotional stuff is arising for everyone, everywhere, that is unsettling, disturbing, even frightening for many. Too many distractions, COVID-19, US presidential election, Brexit, among other things, are pulling you, and many, many others, away from your inner work. That work is essential, and it is to be loving whatever arises, either in your personal lives or as reported in the world news. Distraction from that work must not be allowed to prevent you from going within when you awaken in the morning, whenever you have a free moment during the day, and before sleeping at night, to relax in the peace and love of your holy inner sanctuaries. Yes, of course you have to attend to your daily human lives. However, do not let those daily chores and duties cause you to forget to do that inner work. You incarnated to be here now, doing this work to assist in humanity's awakening. You chose to be here at this time because you fully understand how important the work you would be doing was going to be. That sense of knowing, of purpose, has been diluted or is less than clearly apparent to many of you because of the limitations that being human imposes on you, veiling off much of your awareness both of your earthly task and of your heavenly nature. Many people have an ingrained sense that they are not good enough, that they are not worthy, that they are unlovable. But this is completely invalid. Yes, as humans in form, you could leave your lives more lovingly and compassionately, and many of you have set and reset the intent to do this. But then you tend to judge yourselves very harshly and negatively when you see yourselves as having made an error or failed. As humans, you have chosen to learn the lesson that you are love incarnate, and opportunities to learn this are frequently presented to you, and sometimes you do not realize this at the time, or even shortly afterwards. When, finally, you do realize, you often berate yourselves for not being aware in the moment that they happened. When you dwell on these kinds of self-judgments, wondering how it was possible that you could have allowed yourselves to say or do what you said or did, you drain your energy and intensify the sense of not being good enough. And doing that is depressing, is draining you of energy, because it is shutting out of love. Remember, you are perfect divine beings. It is just that the truth of this is hidden from you because of the limitations of being in human form. And in remembering, also remember that you were created perfectly by God, who loves you utterly and completely without for even a moment judging you. In that knowing, forgive yourselves, stop clinging to and revisiting your mistakes and failings, which are, in any case, over and finished with, and move forward in the knowledge you are always and eternally loved, as you live inseparably in the presence of the One, loved and cherished beyond your ability to understand while you are still in form. It is your destiny to awaken, because the awakening process was established in the precise moment in which you chose to experience separation, just a moment ago. The environment of separation that you collectively established is extremely convincing in its presentation of unreality to you as real. What is real is utterly beautiful, peaceful, joyful, accepting, loving, and honoring of you in every moment of your eternal existence. Reality is where you are in every moment. There is nowhere else. This is confusing for you because you all want only to be loved, and yet everywhere you look you can see the opposite: fear, anger, hatred, bitterness, and despair. Thus life can seem hopeless. It is not. You are all making enormous progress along your individual and most beautifully designed and unique paths home. Very frequently, this is not at all apparent as you experience stuff, situations, and relationship difficulties that seem totally removed from any evolutionary or spiritual purpose. The experience of human life for each individual is individual. That was the intention with which the collective encounter with separation was designed. You each experience life in your own unique way. Your experience is different from that of everyone else. You cannot know what another's path is, and therefore it is not helpful to try and put someone on the right path, because there is no way you can know what or where it is, or where it may lead them. What you can do is to support someone who is in trouble, in pain, or suffering by being present with them and seeing them, loving them, and listening to them. As you all know, when someone focuses their attention on you, obviously sees you and listens to you, you feel much better in yourselves. You feel that you matter to that person. You feel accepted. Everyone wishes to be accepted, and love is acceptance. It always accepts unconditionally because that is what love is. It never sets conditions because there are none. Over the last year, people have become more disconnected, more separated from others than had come to be accepted as normal, and this has been extremely unsettling and disturbing for them. Therefore, those of you who are reading or listening to this or to other loving messages need to intensify your intent to be only loving whatever arises. You are all undoubtedly finding that much more is arising for you yourselves as well as for the human collective, and the reasons that this is so are quite clear as you deal with your own stuff intensifying as it arises to be acknowledged, thanked. You pre-established it all as part of your individual life paths to nudge or shove you toward awakening, and released. As you release it, instead of reacting to it, focus on giving thanks for what it has taught you, because in doing so you will find within yourselves the strength and an intensified desire to interact only lovingly with all others, and that is why you are presently incarnate in human form. Your individual task is to be loving. This does not mean that you surrender your sovereignty or agree with opinions or beliefs that are unloving. Instead, you just behave and speak in ways that are in alignment with love, while not engaging in judgment of others. Every human has experienced more than enough judgment and shaming as they have lived their human lives, and, as you can see very clearly, this is extremely divisive. Separating. All are one, so to awaken is to cease engaging in divisiveness. Allow others their different opinions without feeling a need either to correct them or agree with them. Disagreement can be very inspiring if you can fully listen to the other person's position or perception, because it can peacefully and lovingly show you any flaws that may exist in your own. Disagreement is normal. I like cookies, you like cake, and does not have to be divisive. Instead, honor those with whom you disagree, and you will find very often that they will honor you. This will allow you both to move forward freely and happily, accepting each other's individuality, instead of judging their disagreement with you as wrong, and then bearing resentments or grudges against each other, which is, of course, just drains your energy, leaving you feeling tired, angry, and depressed. Drained. When you feel like this, it is because you have chosen to be upset by the other person's beliefs, attitudes, or behaviors, and then dwell on how unfair or unreasonable they are. But why would you focus on stuff that drains you? It makes absolutely no sense. If you need others to agree with you, it means that you are not accepting yourselves. And why don't you? God accepts you completely and utterly just as you are, so honor her by accepting yourselves. Self-judgment is not in alignment with love, so let it go, it is invalid, and enjoy the peace that then replaces it. Your loving brother, Jesus.